Hey everybody, it's Angel. So I wanted to talk today about fetishes, but not so much about individual fetishes, but to just give some support to you guys who have fetishes or have fantasies of certain fetishes that you're kind of curious about that you're hesitant to record. I know that every person is comfortable with different things. Some are open-minded about some things and others are open-minded about everything and anything when it comes to fantasy. I have my limits, but it isn't a very long list. And I was reading in the comments here at backstage that some people don't listen to certain audio performers because of some of their other content, because it isn't for them. So like that individual listener chooses not to listen to anything by a certain person because they have made one, like, say, incest or rape or something, but everything else is, like, very mainstream erotica, I guess we can go that route. Don't let the knowledge that some people do that stop you from making whatever fetish audio you want, whatever audio you want. But don't censor yourself. It is their individual choice not to listen, just like it's yours, to make the things you want. I get a lot of comments from people who ask me to do more of a particular type of audio. I've made, like, in the past, I've made a few rape audios, a few married men fantasies. Just because they ask doesn't mean I have to make those. Maybe it was just a topic I was experimenting with and learned it wasn't for me. Or maybe it was just a type of subject matter I need to be in a certain mood for. I have a particular series of where I am a stalker and I'm keeping this man hostage and I'm raping him and I'm doing all these things to him. That is something I have to be in a really particular mood to record. So although I have a lot of ideas of where I want to take this series, I have to be in that mood to record those audios. So it doesn't happen on a super regular basis. They come when they come. Just like we come when we come. But I couldn't pass that up, sorry. So, there's just certain audios I need to be in a certain mood for. And maybe when I'm in a particular type of mood, I'm not in very often, I decided to run with it. And I was in a really horrible, miserable, sad, crying mood once. And I remember, I'm going to use this. Because I couldn't help. I couldn't stop crying. So I made a crying audio. Those were real tears in that audio. I was really hurting and emotionally in pain. And I'm like, well, I might as well do something positive with this. So I did. I made an audio. That's not something I would probably ever do again or very far into the future will that happen again. But, you know, don't ever feel like you need to force certain things because your listeners are asking you to make more of something. Be happy that they liked the thing that you made because you were stepping out of your comfort zone and you deserve a pat on the back for stepping out of your comfort zone and being proud of something you created by doing that. I've always been fascinated with fetishes, and I know I'm not alone, but I really like new ones I don't know much about. I could talk about the subject of sex. It fascinates me. I could talk about it all day long. And I know I'm not alone. I know that's why we've all found these communities, like GWA, Backstage, and all of the other fantastic communities there are out there. And so I wanted to make this and offer you my personal support in not censoring yourself. Don't censor your scripts and your audios just because you're concerned a few people won't like them or a few people will stop listening to you. It's okay. They might come around. They might go back to a few of the audios they liked of yours before. But if not, then that's okay. There's always new people finding our audios every day. So just because you lose a few, if you're making things you're proud of, if you're enjoying this creative experience, then just keep doing it. And don't worry about anyone else, okay? You have my support. Go be freaky. Do your fetishes. Enjoy yourself because it's your hobby. I mean, ultimately, you're the one creating this. You're in control of it. So enjoy yourself. And you totally have my support to be as freaky as you want. So go and be freaky. And I'll talk to you guys very soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.